For people looking for shelter from these cold temperatures coming up this week, where is your warming center located?
So the REACH Center is on the same property as Real Life Church in a separate building. And on the doors it says the REACH Center. So it's a totally separate building, but at the same address.
What services are you offering to the public through the warming center?
We have hot showers available, laundry. We do have internet access so that if they want to apply for jobs or do a job search, there's a computer there with internet access that's available. We also do feed dinner and breakfast each time the shelter's open. And then also we like to, if possible, meet with them one-on-one with a mentor, somebody that can walk them through maybe some assistance that they are unaware of that they can get, such as food stamps or SSI. And also if there's any resources that we know of in the community that are able to come alongside them and help them out and help them get out of the situations they're in.
How long will the warming center be open this year?
February or into March, depending on what the winter weather does. If it stays extremely cold, you know, we've been known to have weather into March before. Just as soon as we start seeing consistent warm weather, that's when it'll close.
How many people can you accept into the warming center, and how many beds do you have available?
We could take up to 30 pretty comfortably. We're seeing anywhere from 9 to 12 currently. We're expecting that number to go up. We've had as many as 20 in one evening, and a lot of it depends on the weather. When the weather gets extremely cold, you tend to see the numbers go up a lot, or if there's snow on the ground. So we've done it for the past 2 years, but we've done it based on extreme weather only. But this is the first time that we've been open on a continual basis every evening.
What hours are the center open, and is there transportation available to those who may need it?
We actually open at 6 p.m. and close at 7 a.m. in the morning.
So currently, we have transportation to the center, pick up at McDonald's at 5:45, Midtown McDonald's at 5:45 p.m., and then bring them back to the REACH Center. And then currently in the mornings, when we close at 7 a.m., we then transport back to the middle of town to McDonald's as well.
If people in the community want to help out with the work you guys are doing over there, what's the best way for them to do that?
We post needs on a regular basis on our Facebook page based on what the needs of the shelter are at the time. And then also financial gifts are always a benefit. Those can be either checks dropped off here at the REACH Center, or they can also mail those in. And mail works best to go to P.O. Box 521, Mountain Home, Arkansas, and that is 72654 for the zip code.